Hi, Royals fans. This is J.J. Piccolo. The University of Kansas Health System is the official health care provider of the Kansas City Royals. Get the major league care you deserve at kansashealthsystem.com/royals.
You are listening live to the program. Your teams, your town, your program.
Basketball, give me the ball because I'm gonna dunk it!
Bam, straddling the three-point line. Thought about putting it on the deck, gives it to Robinson behind the screen. No look at a three. Into the corner, Butler rises, hand in his face. Oh, yes! Jimmy Butler hits the three with 6:50 to go. Shot clock dips under 10. Lowry to his left, feeds the roller out of bio, sends it out to Butler in the corner. Butler drives the baseline right. Short jumper's good, and he's fouled! Jimmy Butler, a chance for three. 7 seconds to shoot. Lowry runs, KCP through a screen, hits the roller out of bio for a two-hand stop! Set a tremendous screen and then roll to the bucket and a chance for three.
And now, the program's commander-in-chief, Soren Petro.
Without a doubt, the most preposterous open that has ever been hatched on this program. Unreal. What is the matter with you? Oh, my God. It's because the Chiefs are at the White House.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yes.
That's what it is. I like it.
The kid from White House is going to the White House.
How about that? Huh?
Although someone said he wasn't, I saw someone on Twitter, he wasn't actually born in White House. He was born in Tyler, Texas. And his family moved, his mom moved in there to White House, Texas when he was 10. He's from White House.
Are we really, is that where we're at?
Apparently, some people.
You know, I thought Twitter was the last bastion of calm, even, well-adjusted individuals. Are you saying it's not?
It is not.
I find that tweet to be as shallow and pedantic as Lois's meatloaf.
Yes, shallow and pedantic.
It is the program here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. One of our favorite days of the year because the walls, the gates are open to us. Mm-hmm. The only day of the year that they're open to us that we get to. That's not true. I think I've been here before when it wasn't the tournament. But what a beautiful, beautiful area here in Kansas City. We're at Lac Lloyd Country Club for the CNC Group Alpha Point Pro-Am, presented by Bank Midwest. We'll talk some Bank Midwest. Charlie Cook's going to be with us, one of the presenting sponsors, along with the CNC Group, great Kansas City companies that care about the community beyond just their own business, as they are
benefactors who supplies the money.
Big benefactor for Alpha Point. Great organization. You can find them online at alphapoint.org, helping empower blind and visually impaired people, whether it's through employment, whether it's through training, skills, all kinds of stuff, children's events as well, whether it's camps or cooking classes. There are just so many different things that Alpha Point does in this great community, and this is their annual golf tournament here at Lac Lloyd. It's always a spectacular backdrop, and we are fortunate enough to sit and be able to see, at least two of the holes? Not three. Three holes. We can see three holes from here on the backside of the beautiful clubhouse here at Lac Lloyd, and just a spectacular day for the event. It could maybe a few degrees and you've got perfection. But even so, we've got some puffy clouds that block the sun every now and then. It is spectacular out here. Again, go to alphapoint.org if you'd like to see all the great work that Alpha Point does. It is a great, great organization, and we'll talk to Charlie Cook as to why Bank Midwest feels it's important to support such a great cause. We certainly do. We've also got friends out here, Jay Rieger and company, sponsoring a couple of holes. They always give back to Alpha Point. In fact, their boots and pearls, right? There's some people call it denim and diamonds. Mm-hmm. I think it was boots and pearls. I get confused. I want to make sure I got the right one. I was at the Jay Rieger location this year. Another great charitable event that they have for Alpha Point. I was at that as well. And, of course, Jay Rieger out sponsoring a couple of holes. Just a great coming together of a lot of people, including the great Jamie Bluma. which makes it official.
It's a party one.
It's a party.
It's Lumapalooza.
And there's a strong charitable component if Jamie Bloom is involved.
Doubt.
So he is roaming around somewhere. We'll see if he stops by later on when he finishes his round.
I've been going to Bank Midwest sponsored events for 25 years. They were the longtime sponsor of one of my favorite events, the Holiday Classic, up at William Jewell, up at the Mabee Center, one of the best basketball tournaments in the city. In the late 90s, they were sponsoring that. So they've been involved in sporting events, great causes for as long as I've been in radio.
We'll talk to our buddy Charlie coming up a little bit later this hour. Sam McDowell, straight out of D.C. Going to have to fess up since this conversation is going to spill over into the time.
Right.
The actual thing, we've already talked to Sam. So,
yeah.
A conversation we had a little bit ago with Sam before
Sam
he headed over to the White House.
Huddling in the corner in the East Room.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'll see him there mumbling questions towards the president at some point. Should be great. See if he goes at him and pummels President Biden with questions the way he pummeled Dave Tobe. Questions about being aggressive on kickoffs. What is this? Where is our policy towards China? So you're going to get after it there. We'll see what McDowell does. 2 minute drill in the 4 o'clock hour. Leskey in the five. We bump him up to straight five.
Yes.
Like a straight shot of Jay Rieger whiskey.
Boom.
It's
straight up at five.
Straight up at five. We'll welcome David Leskey.
How?
Well, maybe we'll toast him with some beverages. I don't know. I don't know if there'll be time, Curtis. But
a lot of stuff scheduled. A lot of things.
And if you want to come out, don't bother. You can't get by security. I can tell you that. But we will, of course, for social media, Dylan will be filming the annual Crossing of the Pond. Curtis will swim across the pond here at Loch Lloyd.
I will swim. I will start to swim across the pond and then will immediately sink like a stone because I can't swim.
I still marvel at that.
Yeah. Let's just say being around water has never really been a huge priority in my life. At some point, I probably would have learned to swim had I felt the need to.
Yeah. Well, okay. I mean, you're a piece of work, right?
I am, man.
You are.
There is a lot of odd boxes that I check.
I mean, you'd be the most buoyant guy here.
Somehow, you live in a place where it's hot as you know what all summer long, and you were 11 years old in 1977, and somehow you managed to get passed through all that with one, not learning how to swim, and two, not watching Star Wars.
And three, not being able to hit a ball to the right of shortstop.
I told you, I used to pull them into the cattails.
Oh, my God.
At the base of the Langton Seabolt Stadium.
The definition of Deadpool.
Oh, all right.
Well, you know, if you had learned to swim, you'd have been able to hit to all fields.
It's possible.
It just goes hand
in hand. If I'd seen Star Wars, that would have been the first thing, 77. It all would have been so much, but someone else would be sitting here.
That's right. That's right. But thank you to all the folks here at the CNC Group Alpha Point Pro-Am, presented by Bank Midwest, and a lot of great sponsors. The folks at M. Shamus providing lunch.
So good.
It was absolutely fantastic, I can tell you. I was fortunate enough that there was still lunch here. Thank you to them. Oh, my God, what a great sandwich. I think it was like a cordon bleu sandwich.
You don't mess
you
around,
had it yet?
I have not.
Nope. But what are you waiting on?
Dylan's about to.
I hate you, skinny guys. I hate you.
I hate people who don't feel the need to eat immediately.
Immediately stuff it in your face. What are you waiting on?
All this willpower and stuff.
Yeah, but thanks so to everybody for coming out. And, of course, thanks to the folks here at Loch Lloyd because the course is just spectacular. It's just a great place. So very fortunate to be here today. And, again, we encourage you to go to alphapoint.org. Very important charity for me and my family. My daughter, again, gave the opening address.
Or she crushed it, as usual.
You know, she was thrilled.
Was she?
Oh, yeah. Summer, get up, get out here early.
Oh, yeah.
Launch the tournament.
Still killed it.
Couldn't. The best was her 13-year-old sister got up and came with her. And if you think that happened, you think her room's clean, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's no bedroom of a 13-year-old girl that's clean.
Yeah, yeah. It's, you know, so it's been a labor, literally, of love. for us here today. So, but no, everybody's been so nice. And the folks at CNC Group, where my daughter had an internship, they're here in one of the sponsors. So thanks to all the folks here. Just great Kansas City companies, great people giving back the way Kansas City likes to do. We will talk more, like I said, a little bit later on with Charlie Cook. I do want to talk about the NBA Finals. Heat win. In fact, I was just looking through my Twitter again, the bastion of the sane, and, you know, all of that and such. AJ said, got Miami at plus 1,500 a couple of weeks ago. Let's go.
Interesting.
Had
not
it,
bad.
Had it, you know, had it ready to go. I also thought this was interesting. I put out a poll question. Let me retweet that. So we, towards the top, oh, it's over here. That's why. Different column. I will retweet if you follow me at Seren Petro. You can get on who you got, Nuggets or Heat, now that we're 1-1. And sports, it's quite a handle, with Joe Pesci from Goodfellas, it looks like, as his avatar says, zero interest.
Wow.
Zero interest in the NBA Finals.
I don't get it.
Well, I don't know if you looked around, but the NBA is pretty popular there, Sporty. You know, most people have an interest, and the basketball is fantastic. That's one of the things, you know, I'm watching the Heat. We're 1-1 now. I do think AJ's got himself a pretty good bet. I like the odds that he was able to get there. And you know, I think the Heat are probably now, like, what, about plus 200, 175, you know, in that range. I know they were plus 310 with a minus 400 next to the Nuggets, which for the people new to the sports betting would mean you'd have to bet 400 on the Nuggets to win 100. You'd bet 100 on the Heat to win 310, get your 100 back plus that, get your 400 back plus the 100 if you bet the Nuggets. So about a 4-1, 3.5-1 favorite, and then they build in, that's the VIG that's built in there for the sports book to make their money. You know, now at 1-1, I'm sure those have come down a little bit. I didn't look at it today. What are you?
Currently, Nuggets are minus 270, Heat plus 220.
Okay. And so he got them at, you know, plus 1,500. So looking pretty good. I'm not sure when that was, that you know, where they would have been in the series. But I still think the Nuggets are the superior team. I do think that they're probably going to win the series. I feel pretty good about my Nuggets in six. I think the Heat will find a way to win another game. But I think you look at it, they were 17 of 35 from three and won by three.
Yeah, and 18 of 20 from the line and won by three.
Yeah, so as much as, like, I think we looked at it and said, hey, the Heat couldn't have played much worse in the first game, and yet they're able to cut it to like seven at one point in the second half. Well, I don't know that they could play much better, and they had to stave off a three from Jamal Murray at the end to get the win. So I think the Nuggets are the better team. Doesn't mean the Heat can't win this thing.
Right.
They just got to find a way to put four of those games together out of seven.
And not only did they hit 17 threes, but they were also gifted two of the stupidest three-point shot fouls you'll ever see from the same guy, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope.
Yeah.
One, 30 feet from the basket with a half second left on the shot clock. And then the second, I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. You've got to be kidding me. And they, of course, they were 6 of 6 on those free throws. So they hit 17 threes and were just given 6 free throws by an idiot.
Two fouled threes that basically ended up being like two more made threes for them. Yeah, I listen, the Nuggets can play better, and when they play better, the Heat are going to have to play even better. But I will say this, like, to the point of Sporty saying no interest, I think they're fun games to watch.
Yeah.
I think Jokic is extraordinarily fun. I think the Heat, the way they got their offense going, you know, there's a little bit of Princeton backdoor cuts there with Duncan Robinson, you know, the spacing and getting out to the arc and letting the three fly. I'm not going to say it's the equivalent to the home run in baseball. I don't know that it has quite that kind of drama, but, like, go out and shoot an NBA three, people. Like, if you don't marvel, like you watch somebody drive a golf ball 350 yards right down the middle of the fairway, and you don't go, man.
Yeah.
You know, that ad campaign that the PGA had where it said, you know, these guys are good. and, you know, or maybe it was the Corn Ferry Tour was doing that for a while. I can't remember who it was. They are. They're insane. Yeah. And I don't know how you can't, you know, I watched a little golf yesterday when the Royals had their 5-second rain delay. Because apparently only the umpires don't have a phone with radar on it and could see that it was like sunshine everywhere in the city except for like a 3-block square radius. And it came down in a pop-up shower and they covered the field. I switched over to the golf and like I just marvel at the shots like Rory McIlroy and I forget whatever it was, the Memorial.
Yeah.
I think it was the tournament yesterday. So I was watching a little golf. If you don't watch these guys gun threes and go, damn. You know, and to me, the game has never been better.
While doing other than just shooting threes, if you just stood alone in a gym and tried to do that by yourself, forget it. To sprint up and down and cut and move and catch, and it's just incredible, the skill level. To watch things that Nikola Jokic did, it's the closest I've ever seen in 30 or 40-plus years of watching basketball to a one-timer. The pass that literally hit his hand and he just shoved it to somebody else.
Yeah.
I'm like, how? How do you do that? It's 7 foot even.
Yeah, Larry Bird was a great passer at 6'9". Magic at 6'9", was a great passer. Here ended the list back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, everybody in the league can move the ball now.
It's incredible.
Jimmy Butler led the team in assists with like 9,
yep.
Right? Like everybody moves the ball. The ball doesn't stick. The skill of the European player has raised the bar on the American players, and American players are not typecast anymore because every Euro, and you're going to see this when you watch Victor Wembanyama come into the league, and he talked about it on that piece. I don't know if you saw it, but ESPN ran it to 400 times about Wembanyama, their little short piece. If you missed it, I don't know how you did. Maybe you don't have cable. You don't have the ESPN because I don't know how you could have missed this. But he talked about how, you know, growing up in France, everybody did every drill. So the fact that he was already the tallest kid did not prohibit them. He dribbles between his legs, you know, behind his back, and he does all the passing drills. That's how the Euros have been training their kids in a soccer-style format, identifying them early, putting them into academies, and they're the more skilled player. And, you know, now more and more of the American players are playing that style of basketball. They're not typecast. You're a big man. Get it. You know, everybody loves that Charles Barkley ad. Again, if you haven't seen it,
yeah.
With young Chuck.
Yeah, they do tend to they at least rotate the storylines. Yeah. But boy.
Look at the keister on that guy. He should be backing him down into the ball. Oh, I love you, young Chuck. No, he shouldn't. Everybody should be getting the threes up and passing the ball. And we're watching the fruit of that. Of the abilities of these players, it's fantastic basketball.
It is.
It is fantastic basketball.
Just forget who the jerseys are and just watch the skill. Just watch the game. And it's unbelievably compelling.
I love the there's a little bit of triangle here and there. Everybody incorporates a little bit of that, but which is mostly just about spacing. But you know, Gabe Vincent taking a step in and then stepping back out to the 3-point shot, getting the long three open, and watching guys get to the three, and then look. I mean, I still am not used to it. They all look hurried to me. They all look just like, well, that's got no shot. You can't let go of it that fast. Steph Curry looks like he's got a hot potato in his hand when he lets it go. They're all getting that way. Duncan Robinson, the releases on these guys are insane.
They're like top soccer players with the ball in the middle of the field.
And if you say to me, oh, I like college basketball better. No, you don't. You like your school.
Yeah.
And you like drinking with your friends while that's on in the background, which is all okay.
Yeah.
It's all fine. I like a Corona or two with a game as well. But if you actually enjoy the game, the sport of basketball, I do not know how you cannot be just sucked into the NBA playoffs. Right? Like, I don't get it. For the life of me.
I don't either. And that's part of the reason they've been getting record numbers through up into this round. Now, the game one was not very much watched. I haven't seen the overnights.
They're not going to be
game
good because there's no dynasty.
No, and the major metropolitan areas, New York and L.A. and Boston, they're not tuning in as much. But The games are just as good.
Yeah, listen, the ratings are not going to be good because the casual fans don't know the Nuggets and Heat.
Right.
But if you're a basketball purist, if you're a basketball connoisseur, you're getting great basketball. You're watching Eric Spoelstra again coach his butt off at the end. I'm going to give you some numbers on how good they have been in the fourth quarter compared to their competition. It's amazing how good they've been. And some of the strategy that's there. We'll talk about it next. 913-810-810, the phone number. You can hit me up on the Twitter. It's at Soren Petro, S-O-R-E-N-P-E-T-R-O. We are broadcasting live today at Lock Lloyd. The CNC Group Alpha Point Pro-Am presented by Bank Midwest is where we are at, right here at beautiful Lock Lloyd. It all benefits Alpha Point. You can go online, see all the great work that Alpha Point does. Go to alphapoint.org. That's alphapoint.org. All the work they do with adults, children, empowering people with vision loss to achieve their goals and aspirations. It's what Alpha Point does, and it's what this golf tournament's all about. We'll take a break, come back, talk more NBA Finals next here in the program. You're listening to the program here on Sports Radio 810 WHB as we broadcast at the Alpha Point Golf Tournament. Great, great event going on here at Lock Lloyd. Wonderful, wonderful setup here at Lock Lloyd. They do a fantastic job. Thanks to Bank Midwest. Thanks to CNC Group, the title sponsors, Alpha Point. Vision for Life. You can find them online at alphapoint.org. Employment, products and services, volunteer work if you want to volunteer. If you need vision services, alphapoint.org is where you can go to find out more information and get in touch with some folks that can help you out. It is tough when somebody loses their vision later in life and have to learn how to do everything a new way. That's what one of the things Alpha Point does. And so they can help you out. If you're experiencing that, go to alphapoint.org. We'll talk to Charlie Cook from Bank Midwest here in a little bit, one of the title sponsors here for the tournament today as we broadcast at, like I said, beautiful Lock Lloyd. We're talking some NBA basketball to get things started. Couple of numbers. How about this? Where we sit in the playoffs right now, Jokic had 41 last night. How about the Nuggets are now 0-3 when he scores 40 or more? 13-1 when he scores less than 40.
Wow.
And then what was the stat I gave you about sub-4 assists? When he is 4 assists or less, the Nuggets have lost 9 straight. He's averaging 10.5 assists in the playoffs. When he has 4 assists or less, they've dropped 9 in a row.
Wow.
What it says to me is cover the other guys.
Yeah, right. Which they kind of did.
I mean, that's they changed the game plan. Now, Eric Spoelstra was asked afterwards, is that the game plan here? Make him a scorer? Did it take away his playmaking? He's like, yeah, I don't think that's how it works. Yeah, I mean, that clearly is part of what they're doing. He probably doesn't like it being, just broadcast out there. Hey, by the way, here's the plan.
That's the speculation as to why he cut Ramona Shelburne off, because he didn't want... Nah, you can't do that. Nope. No, we're doing it all.
No.
Look over there.
No. Nope,
shiny red ball.
Holy cow. Is that Batman? Wow. Wow. Didn't know he was down here. Yeah, but I think what it says is if somebody else, if you don't defend well on the others, he's going to find them. So don't let him play quarterback. Make him run with the ball. And, I think there's a little bit of coincidence in the 40, but it generally goes with the fact that, hey, he looks around. There's no one for him to get the ball to. He's such a skilled passer. And
yeah.
So he goes to work. I think everybody starts to get stale and they kind of lose interest. And we heard Mike Malone just blasting away at the team like they weren't into it, like they weren't fired up and all those kind of things, which I think at some point that's a coach going to the whip. Again, I think the Nuggets are going to win. I think they're going to win in 6. If it's 7, it'll be 7 in a pronounced with like 3 easy wins and 1 contested and 3 nail-biting wins for the Heat.
Mm.
I think that the Nuggets are going to show to be the better team, but, man, he's been going to the whip about, like, let's get up, this isn't easy, a lot. Like, I wonder if that message doesn't start to ring hollow with his team.
Yeah, his comment after last night's game referenced his comment after game 1 where he said, we didn't play well. You guys thought I was just a line I was feeding you about us not playing well, but we didn't. And we did it again tonight. And if there's any intent from that message, we're with that message, it's probably directed at Michael Porter Jr., who has decided, I'm not going to hit shots, And he mentions in the thing
I'll
about...
I'll make up for it by playing passive defense.
Yeah, about people not hitting their shots and kind of reacting like emotionally.
That's
absolutely Michael Porter Jr. Because he was a couple times assignments he missed. He's not a lockdown defender. You know, not like you'd like a guy with that athletic ability to be. But there were a couple times he was just not in the right spot. Like, not where you should be is a different thing than not having the physical skills to guard people. And when you're having an off night and you're losing your thought process on defense, I was at one point I was just like, set him down. Put Christian Brown in there. At least is playing and making the right decisions.
But is he really that athletic anymore?
Yeah, probably so.
Do you see him slice into the lane and throwing one down over a guy? Do you do you see some, you know?
He's fairly agile for his height, but he's not a.
Yeah,
there's a difference between agility and necessarily being athletic.
There's
no explosion there anymore.
I don't think you go through four back surgeries or however many he's had and not have there be some wear and tear.
Yeah, the explosion's not what it was.
He's a talented player. He's a key piece for the Nuggets. There's no doubt. I'm not trying to run down the guy as a player, but I mean, back surgeries suck. Everyone I know who's had one, no one ever says, yeah, go get you a back surgery. It's great.
Right. And then do multiple.
Like, everybody I know who has back surgery just has, like, more crap, you know?
Yeah,
like,
it just gets worse and worse, especially in a sport where you're jumping up and down all the time. Yeah. Gosh, I don't understand why that would hurt a back.
So I wonder, you know, I don't know, he might be like, hey, I've been the number one pick, and even though he's had to deal with injuries, it's kind of all been given to him. I don't know. Maybe he's soft. I have no idea. Or maybe physically he can't do it. And so don't ask him to go cover threes. Like, he needs to be a Robert Horry stretch four, that's what he's going to be in his career. That's on you. And at times that's been fine because they can hide him. You ought to be able to cover Duncan Robinson.
Sure.
Right?
If a coach is talking about, I constantly have to worry about this team, or I constantly have to deal with them not having energy, that's you too.
Yeah.
I mean,
why didn't you get him energized?
At what point is it your responsibility to get your team enthused about playing in the NBA Finals?
Yeah, and that's what we're in the NBA Finals. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you can't get up for that, I don't think you should have to coach effort in the NBA Finals, which is why I question a little bit, is it effort or is the guy physically incapable of doing what you're asking him to do?
It's possible.
I mean, you watch, there's so many youth coaches out there that, like, their idea is to yell at a guy when he gets beat.
Right.
You gotta cut him up. Have you seen your kid? Because
yes.
I don't know him, but I've watched him for 30 seconds, and I know he is not checking that dude.
Yeah, you should ask him to dunk.
You gotta get a new plan. That's not working. Like, so I don't know. I Spoelstra in the fourth quarter, six times in the fourth quarter in these playoffs, the Heat have hung 30 or more points. So that's 120 plus point pace. 30 or more points in the fourth quarter and outscored their opposition by 10 or more.
Wow.
Right? And I'm going to tell you that it's happened six times in these playoffs. It's only happened 13 times total in the playoffs. So the rest of the playoff teams seven times. Almost half have been the Heat. Well, they kick ass in the fourth quarter. They're 5-1 in those six. And the other thing that I think is interesting, the 30 points, like I said, one of them had 36, you know, which is 144-point pace. You know, they've had some big numbers. They've never given up more than 25. Which is a 100-point pace, which is well below the Nuggets' pace, like, for the year, and it's well below what most playoff, you know, it's well below the NBA season average. So in that, yes, they score, but they also defend.
Yes, yes. And one final point, four teams in the last 25 years have had seven double-digit comeback wins in a single postseason. Four times it's happened.
In how many postseasons?
It's in the last 25 years.
Okay.
Four teams have done it seven times in one postseason. The 2023 Heat, the 2022 Warriors, the 2012 Heat, and the 2011 Heat. It's happened four times, and three of them are Eric Spoelstra.
Wow, that's impressive. Let's take a break. We want to talk about this great tournament we're at here. It's the Alpha Point Tournament. It's brought to you by our friends at CNC Group and, of course, Bank Midwest. We will take a break, and when we come back, we will be joined by the Director of Commercial Banking for Bank Midwest. Charlie Cook joins us here in the program as we are live at the Alpha Point Tournament, helping folks with vision loss, with blindness, with visual impairment. You can go to alphapoint.org to learn more. Welcome back here on the program here on Sports Radio 810 WHB as we broadcast live at the wonderful CNC Group Alpha Point Pro-Am presented by Bank Midwest. It is a great golf tournament that benefits Alpha Point, a great company empowering people with vision loss to achieve their goals and aspirations, helping kids, helping adults. It is a wonderful, wonderful organization, and it is something you mark on your calendar if you're lucky enough to be a part of the tournament. And a man who knows a lot about this tournament. We spoke last year. He is the director of commercial banking for Bank Midwest, one of our title sponsors here for the golf tournament today. Charlie Cook joins us in the program. Charlie, how are you, sir?
I'm good. Thanks, Ren.
It's good to speak with you. And tell me, what's gotten better since we spoke last summer? Is it your golf game or your tennis game?
Definitely not my golf game, since I haven't played since last year at this tournament. So. Not looking forward to any improvement there. Tennis game is staying on point, even though I'm a year older, still playing at a pretty high level. So can't complain there. But yeah, getting old doesn't help either one.
Yeah, but it doesn't hurt to have such a great place to do this. Loch Lloyd, just a beautiful setting, a great golf course, you know, just kind of an iconic location. It's one of the things, like, listen, when you get a date at Loch Lloyd, you don't miss it, right? Like, I mean, how nice is it to be able to come out and support a great organization like Alpha Point, but be able to do it in such a great surroundings?
Yeah, this is a beautiful, beautiful course, and we've got a great day as well. The weather's cooperating so far, and really looking forward to it. And Alpha Point does such a great job putting this tournament on. They always, you know, sell out all the spots, and they just do a fantastic job with all the food and drink and, you know, prizes and just the format. And it's a lot of fun. It's a pro-am, so you get a professional golfer to play with you, which definitely helps when you, you know, can't find the fairway like myself. But it is really fun. And the pro-ams that the pros that they bring on with the foursomes are such great individuals. A lot of them are local. Some of them come as far as Wichita, you know, and Manhattan and some of those places that have really, really nice courses as well. So it's just a really fun event, great group, a lot of fun. It is interesting, between last year and this year, the security's tightened up a little bit here at Loch Lloyd, due to a certain football player lives there now. So
yeah.
I think that was interesting.
Yeah, it is. You know, it was never loosey goosey, and now it is, yes, even more so. They take it quite serious, right there, which you can certainly understand. We're talking to Charlie Cook from Bank Midwest, one of the title sponsors here for the Alpha Point Golf Tournament. Just a great event. I love being at it. We're fortunate enough to get to broadcast, you know, here yet again. And it is a great location as we look out over a couple of the holes from our spot. And not bad. Does it help or hurt your golf game that, like, our friends over at Jay Rieger have a couple of the hole sponsors? Does that make it better as you come around? I think they're over at, they're at 8 and they're at 16. Do you find your game picking up or maybe getting a little slower as you swing by those holes?
Yeah, you see a little bit of both. You know, some people tend to be golfing better after they hit those spots. Some much, much worse. And some it doesn't impact because they're not very good like myself. So you see a little bit of everything, but, it's nice to have those guys out here. They do some great refreshments and, you know, another great, great company that does a great job supporting Alpha Point.
Yeah. And Bank Midwest, a great company as well. Why is so important for you guys? Why is this such a passion for your company to be involved in this and to help benefit Alpha Point?
Yeah, so Bank Midwest is a local bank that has several locations around town, and we service everyone from individuals all the way up to small business and corporate. And Alpha Point is one of those companies that not only are they a fantastic client of ours for the last 7 years, but also just an important company for the community. And, you know, even set aside the business piece where they're one of our best clients, it's just personally and just from a community standpoint, they just do so much. And if you don't know much about Alpha Point, I know you do, Seren, because it's close to home for you and your family. But Alpha Point employs blind or legally vision impaired individuals and creates jobs for them. They also do some counseling. They've got a training program because, you know, people think, oh, you know, if you're blind or vision impaired, you're born with it. That's not the case. There are times when an adult is stricken with an illness or something that causes blindness. And when you've gone, you know, halfway through your life or a point through your life where you've been able to see and then all of a sudden you can't, major changes. And so they can go in and help train, help with coping. There's unbelievable technology nowadays that really helps with, you know, blind and vision impaired, just day-to-day activities, you know, making everything a little bit easier, whether it be with an iPad or a cell phone or even a computer. You know, some of the technology makes it really, really good. And you know, Braille, it used to be Braille or nothing, and now there's just so many different avenues for that type of thing. So they just really do a good job, you know, giving back and helping those individuals. And I had the pleasure of touring their New York facility. They've got a manufacturing facility in New York City, and was there last year in the fall and was able to tour that building. And it's a giant building. I think it's like 125,000 square feet, and it's primarily manufacturing. And I was blown away by the number of blind or vision impaired individuals that were there working and manufacturing everything from, you know, putting buckles on backpacks for the military to they were manufacturing these bags that fighter jet pilots will use to go to the bathroom. And, you know, you can't pull over and get a quick trip when you're in a fighter jet, but manufacturing these bags and they were doing mops and brooms and they were operating a giant machine that cut out patterns that they then sew for sweats for the Navy and just a myriad of different products that they're manufacturing out of that facility. And, you know, they employ about 350 people and the majority of them are blind or vision impaired and just the amount of product that they're cranking out of those facilities. It was amazing. It blew me away. So just again, fantastic organization, provides some unbelievable opportunities and just a great, great group of individuals.
Yeah, and I will say a great group there at Bank Midwest, and I know you guys are a great sponsor. CNC Group is a great sponsor as well, and it goes beyond. You talk about the banking needs that are needed there for Alpha Point and Bank Midwest working with them. I know CNC Group. My daughter had a summer internship last summer, and you know it's a commitment that comes from you, the sponsors, that is not just a, you know, hey, we're here, but it goes beyond, you know, a check or a foursome or something. And that is, it speaks to, you know, the commitment from great companies like Bank Midwest that, give to a great organization like Alpha Point. So I will tell you, Charlie, as you are right, Alpha Point touches my family very closely. So thank you, from me and my family and all the other families, whether it's, cooking classes, prepping, for, the Braille Challenge, just so many things that go on, with children as well. At Alpha Point, it is a great, great organization, and this golf tournament's one of the biggest you know fundraisers that they have. So it is always great to be a part of this golf tournament and to have great folks like yourself and Bank Midwest here doing it, and not bad to have a little fun while we go and play a little golf, eat some quality food. They always do such a great job with the spread. And so, thanks to everybody that, I know Jake and all the staff that pour so much time and energy into the tournament. We're talking to Charlie Cook from Bank Midwest. He is the director of commercial banking, great KC company. So if you're looking for some banking needs, this is one that absolutely, gives back to the community, locally owned and operated. Charlie Cook with us here in the program. Charlie, my final four quickies for you. All right. We'll just, see how you do this time. Let's start with this. Commercial banking. I'm in the market to need a new computer. Any chance can you hook me up with a loan for a new computer?
So that would be more on the consumer banking side. The commercial side, we deal with large corporate to middle market. So a little bit bigger loans than a computer, but, Bank Midwest can service the needs, you know, from an individual all the way up. So I can definitely get you hooked up with someone that can take care of
it. What if I have to get a case with it? Does that put me up into that category now? Still falling short?
Not quite. Okay. Not quite.
Okay. All right. Does Djokovic win the French?
No. I think Alcaraz will.
Okay. All right. He's the number one player in the world. So Djokovic looked pretty good. But,
he did.
It should be fun. Hopefully, I think they come up in the semis, don't they, if I'm not mistaken?
I think they do, yeah.
Yeah, that's too bad. Yeah. That
both
won't
those
be
guys are playing yeah. very well.
Too bad it won't be the final. All right, who was your favorite? We mentioned, and Charlie's a big tennis player. Who was your favorite tennis player?
I would have to say Pete Sampras.
Oh, really?
Going back a little ways.
Okay, yeah. Old school. All right.
And I would say if you go a little earlier, I'd say probably Federer. He's pretty tough to cheer against. He's the way he handles himself, he's amazing.
And I'm drawing a blank on the very talented but very mercurial Australian player.
Nick Kyrgios.
Yes, Nick Kyrgios. Do you feature an underhand serve in your arsenal the way Nick Kyrgios will quick serve guys?
I do not. That is a slippery slope, the underhand serve. A lot of people don't think that's funny when you pull that out in a match. He's an interesting case study. I mean, the guy is uber talented, maybe the most talented player on the tour, but is more focused on entertaining and having a good time than actually winning, it seems like. But you cannot argue with his talent. I don't know. Have you had a chance to watch? There's a Netflix documentary called Breakpoint.
I'm getting ready to start it. There's that one, and then there's also one on
Full Swing
on golf that I'm getting ready to go. Because I'm a huge fan of F1 Drive to Survive, my daughter Brooke and I we watched that that documentary together, and then she's subsequently become a fan, and so we watched the races together. So we talked about starting the tennis or the golf one, and I think the tennis one is going to be next. So yes, is he featured in one of them?
Yeah, the very first episode.
Oh, yeah.
So it starts out with a bang because he's episode number one, and you get some pretty good insight into the way his mind works. And he admits, you know, I've got some mental issues. You know, I am not mentally strong. And, you know, I knew going into that documentary series, whether it's the golf or the tennis, I watched them both. You know those guys are mentally strong because it's more of an individual sport and you're out there on your own, focusing on your own emotions and trying to cope with that. And, but when you watch those documentaries, I mean, they talk about the mental side and mental toughness so much. I mean, it is a focus. Every single one of those athletes talk about it. And so you knew it was important and they were thinking about it, but man, they really focus on it. And, episode one with Nick, he talks about it a lot, he struggles with it, obviously. But, both of those are very, very good watches.
I've wondered if he just doesn't put everything into it because he loves being, you know, I think it's quite a compliment for someone like yourself who knows the game of tennis, and certainly the commentators and everybody in the sport will say, you know, he's as talented as anybody. If he applies himself and he goes full out, because he'll throw little tantrums on the court as well and get thrown out of matches. And if he applied himself and put everything into it, then he might have to admit he's not the best. And this way keeps him forever, you know, being fully judged. I don't know, my own little theory, but, we'll see.
Yeah, in the show, he talks about he just wants to have fun, just go out and play and have fun. And when it starts getting competitive and it doesn't necessarily go his way, that's when the mental side kind of comes unglued. But yeah, I mean, he's entertaining. There's no doubt about that.
No doubt. No doubt at all. Charlie, there's no doubt that we appreciate very much what you and Bank Midwest do. Thank you so much for supporting this great tournament. Enjoy the rest of your day. And hopefully we're talking again next year, my friend.
I would appreciate that. Thanks for the time, Saran. And I'll just, you know, remind everybody, hey, if you want to volunteer with Alpha Point, there are plenty of opportunities, everything from their summer camps to you can go play beat kickball, which is a vision impaired version of kickball, which is amazing. I had the opportunity to do that last year. And just tons of opportunities to volunteer if you want to go and get involved. It's such a great organization. So again, thanks for the time, Saran. I appreciate it.
Well, and thanks for what you do, Charlie Cook. We appreciate it very much. From Bank Midwest, the Director of Commercial Banking, giving back and being a part of a great tournament out here at Loch Lloyd. Thanks so much for Charlie's time. We'll take a break, come back more here in the program live at Loch Lloyd. We're at the Alpha Point Golf Tournament. It is absolutely a fantastic event. We'll take a break, come back. You're listening to Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, how many players have scored 40 points and lost three times in a single postseason? Brought to you by Good Sense.